This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Shot in the wrong driveway.
He just didn't give these kids a chance at all.
Charges filed in Kansas City shooting.
A warrant was issued for Mr. Lester's arrest.
No charges in Ohio police killing.
No one wanted this outcome. No one.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. They were in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they paid a heavy price. First, in upstate New York, a 20-year-old woman looking for a friend's house was taken to the wrong place and was shot and killed in the driveway.
We saw them go up and turn. What I think is they realized we're in the wrong place, but now we have to turn around. And they were trying to do that when this guy shot them.
The homeowner in Hebron, New York, 65-year-old Kevin Monahan, now faces murder charges. And in Kansas City, an 84-year-old white man now faces first-degree assault charges in the shooting of a black teenager who went to his house by mistake looking for his younger brothers. Prosecutor Zachary Thompson.
I can tell you there was a racial component to the case.
16-year-old Ralph Jarl is now recovering from the shooting at home after a few days in the hospital. His mother was on CBS Mornings.
Ralph is doing considerably well. Physically, mornings are hard, but his spirits are in a good place.
And there's still an investigation going on in Farmington, New Mexico. Police officers shot and killed a homeowner last week as they responded to the wrong address. Now to Alabama, still no arrests have been made in the Sweet 16 shooting last weekend. Police are asking for the public's help. Alexis Dowdell says her older brother, Phil, one of four people who died, pushed her to safety.
If it wasn't for him, I mean, I don't know where I'll be. I don't know if I'll still be standing here today.
A grand jury in Akron, Ohio, has voted not to indict eight police officers who fired nearly 100 rounds, killing a 25-year-old black man. Jalen Walker had jumped out of his moving car in the confrontation after a traffic stop last summer. Walker was hit 40 times. Akron Mayor Daniel Horrigan.
I would ask that during these times of tension and trauma, that you turn towards one another and not on each other.
After a one-day delay, the long-awaited trial in Dominion Voting Systems lawsuit against Fox Corporation and Fox News Channel gets underway today. Dominion accuses Fox of knowingly airing phony claims after the 2020 election. Overseas, a Russian court has just upheld the detention of an American reporter on espionage charges. CBS's Holly Williams.
The U.S. ambassador to Russia says she was finally allowed to visit Evan Gershkovich in prison yesterday, and he's in good health and remains strong. Yevgeny Kiselyov is a Russian journalist.
He was a brilliant young man.
He told us Gershkovich is likely being used by the Kremlin as a hostage, with orders from the very top.
I think they asked Vladimir Putin, can we do this? And he said, okay.
The Wall Street Journal published part of a letter written by Gershkovich in Russian to his parents, reassuring them he isn't losing hope. I love you very, very much. Until we meet soon. They're trying to stay positive.
Be optimistic. Believe in happy ending.
This case has raised concern for the family of another American held in Russia on spy charges, Paul Whelan. His brother David told WWJ-TV in Detroit.
Paul was able to speak to our parents over the weekend, and he sounds rattled. I'm afraid he has been trying to survive and keep up hope. I think the latest arrest of an American has rattled that.
Correspondent Vicky Barker tells us Russia's President Vladimir Putin has once again gone into Ukraine.
The footage shows Putin meeting Russian commanders in the Kherson and Luhansk regions. It was his second visit in as many months and comes as the Ukrainians are preparing a spring counteroffensive.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Allegations of Chinese agents here in the U.S. And as CBS's Jeff Pegues reports, some are accused of intimidating critics of the country, even setting up a secret police station in New York City's Chinatown.
According to investigators, it was run by the Chinese government to track and even harass dissidents living here in the U.S.
The defendants' actions under the direction of the Chinese government are flagrant violations of American sovereignty.
Breon Peace, the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York, says officers from China's Ministry of Public Security, or MPS, were operating illegally.
The MPS subjected Chinese dissidents living here to the authoritarian rule of the PRC.
The fighting continues in Sudan. The country's military fighting it out with a top paramilitary group. There's where the U.S. diplomatic convoy came under fire. Secretary of State Blinken, who's called for a ceasefire, says no Americans were hurt. The U.S. Coast Guard and Mexican Navy have expanded the search area for three people on a 44-foot sailboat. As we hear from CBS's Elise Preston.
Loved ones of Carrie and Frank O'Brien and their friend William Gross are desperate to hear from the three missing sailors.
It's agony, pure agony.
Ellen Argyle says her daughter and son-in-law have sailed together for nearly 20 years. It's been nearly 2 weeks since the Americans left Mazatlan. Rough seas and high winds may have been a factor, and the couple's 44-foot sailboat has older navigational equipment. Still, O'Brien's mother is hopeful.
She's a survivor, and she's physically strong. If anybody can survive this, they can.
A congressman under an ethics cloud is seeking another term in office.
Republican Congressman George Santos has faced criticism and ridicule after it was revealed that he had told numerous lies about his background during his last campaign for the office and for the people he represents in Long Island, New York.
My reaction is that it's completely disgusting.
They have.
He also seems to like fame.
Some opinions.
Why not raise more money? Why not break some more laws?
What's more, Santos's latest filings show a deficit in donations, $5,300 in the last quarter and $8,300 refunded to angry donors. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
And then there's the CEO of office furniture giant Miller Knoll, Andy Owen, making headlines over the way she rebuffed staffers seeking bonuses in a Zoom session.
People, leave Pity City. Let's get it done. Thank you. Have a great day.
Reports say she made just under $5 million last year, just over $1 million of that in bonuses.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
President Biden today signs an executive order focused on child and in-home care. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The president will direct federal agencies to see how they might expand child care offerings for their own workers and encourage federal grant recipients to do the same. The White House says firms hoping to win contracts under the bipartisan infrastructure law, for example, might have a leg up if they offer their workers a child care subsidy. Biden aides say these are steps the president can take on his own. The GOP-led House isn't likely to enact the sweeping child care provisions that Mr. Biden first proposed in his Build Back Better agenda.
Unionized film and TV writers have voted overwhelmingly to give their leaders the authority to call a strike. The writers' current contract expires May 1st, and leaders could call for a walkout as soon as the following day. The issues include pay and the ability to work on multiple projects. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.